Blog Talk Radio.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't you know He will supply? He will supply. God will supply. That's why you need to have faith in God. Oh, we need to have faith in God. Yeah, have faith in God.
Him for that. And that helps
helps me. It helps me to the more to practice living God's word, because that's who I am. I'm a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. So I practice the God habit. I heard a man say that he was a scientist in the word of God, because you're steady experimenting and learning from one experience to the other. So it is kind of like you are a spiritual scientist experiencing God's word. And it takes you, you learn, and then you go back, you put that, you know, kind of under the microscope, and you take a look at it, and you make it become real. The same as God's word is, like we're talking about today. God's word is our evidence. It's our proof. God's word is our proof. Thank you, God, of living this life. Woo! My God, it is so encouraging to know that God's word is our evidence. It's our proof. It's our proof. Thank you, Lord Jesus, of living this life and how we are supposed to live this life by the word, by our faith, confidence in God, our evidence. Thank you, Lord. He's our backup. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, before I get too excited, my God, let's just have a word of prayer so that we can go into the subject on today a little bit deeper. God's word is our evidence. And if we ever needed to know that before, we sure do need to know it now. Thank you, God. So I am so glad, that you joined me today on this broadcast so we together can learn the more about the Lord, the evidence, and how that his word is just that for us. Praise God. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in on today. So I want you to bring your minds in. Bring your minds in and concentrate on what it is that you're needing from the Lord on today. Whatever it may be, I want you to bring your minds in to that point. And I'm going to touch and agree with you for God to do just that. You know, God is a God that cannot lie. He is everything that we need, and it's in the Word. It's in God's will that we be healed, that we be delivered, that we be set free. It's in his will. He wrote us in. And God's word is his will. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. So if you have fear in your life, you have torment. And that's not of God. But God wants us to be free to praise and magnify him. And if you're not there, I want you to come, bring your minds in, and so that we, when we pray, that you will believe that God is going to do exactly what you need him to do. So come on and let's pray. First of all, praise God. We praise him and we magnify him. And we take authority. We take authority over everything that's not like God on today. Sickness is not of God. To be in poverty is not of God. Disease, not of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we take authority over those things, those mountains that are in our lives. We take authority over them. In the name of Jesus, that they be cast out of our lives. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we magnify you, God, for who you are in our lives, God. You're great, God, and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to you on today, God, for you're so worthy in the name of Jesus. Father, you said if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. Our evidence, God, thank you that you would draw all men unto you, Lord. Thank you for the drawing to the broadcast, God, that others may be encouraged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged in your word to do, God, in your name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And Lord, we come asking that you would forgive us of everything, God, that we've done, said, thought, acted, that was displeasing to you today, God. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you that we're so blessed of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And all that we do, God, we're blessed as we be on this broadcast today, as we talk and encourage your people on today, God. We are blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, because it's you that have anointed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to speak good tidings to the people of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to speak healing and deliverance to your people, oh God. And we thank you for your anointing on today. We're so blessed of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your favor that's in our lives, God. We speak to the people, God, in the name of Jesus. Your favor of the Lord that goes out before us, making the crooked ways straight, God. Nobody can do that but you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We speak it into the lives of the people that are listening in today that need your favor to make the crooked ways straight, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your angels, oh God, that you have encamped around us, your people, oh God. People of the Lord, the angels of the Lord are encamped around you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God, in your name today. Walk up and down the hospitals, God, the nursing homes, God. Encourage your people on today, God. And we thank you for it. Look on the bereaved families today, the Martin family, God, in the name of Jesus. As Elder Martin prepare to bury his mom, God, in the name of Jesus. Be with that family, God, in the name of only you, God. Only you know how to heal a heart, God. You're the only one that know how to do that, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Would you look on your leaders, God, the ones that you have allowed to lead, God, our bishops, our elders, our missionaries, our deacons, our lay people, God, the state, God, the national leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would look on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would bless, God, that they would obey you, God, that they would obey you. All of those that are not obeying you, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them on today, God. We pray for them, Lord, that they would get into obedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you. Help us, God. Help us to lift you up. Say, lift up Jesus. Help us to lift you up, God, in all that we do, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. And we magnify you today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're going to do, God. All that you've already done, God. And what you're going to do in our lives, God. We're excited. We're excited about you being in our lives. And we thank you for it now. Now look on your people everywhere, God. Those requests that are before you today, God. Thank you. We thank you for victory and granting them, God. Nobody but you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction today on this program. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, standing. Amen. 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 We praise God on today. We praise him. We praise him for who he is. And we praise God for understanding, for wisdom, how to do on his program today. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for prayer, for prayer. It's always in order. Scripture says, our backup, our evidence, thank you, says that man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's not time for fainting, but it is time for prayer. And what is prayer? It's communicating with our daddy, with our father, with God. It's communication. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we don't have to worry about getting a busy signal. Don't have to worry about getting his answer machine or his secretary or voicemail. We don't have to worry about any of that when we call up Jesus, because we go right to him. He picks up the phone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, have a little talk with him. Tell him all about our troubles and watch God answer our prayer. That's what prayer is. Praise God. Praise God on today. Amen, amen. And if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you have an event and you need a motivational encourager to come where you are, thank you, Lord Jesus, and encourage the people where you are, you can go to my email, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes. And if you have a testimony of God's goodness, of God's word being your evidence on today, you can call in and you can share that testimony, for I'm live and in living color for the next 11 minutes at 646-787-8424. My God, woo! God's word is our evidence, and that's what we're talking about on today. And while you're out on my website, check out the messages. They're archived there on my website, and you can go there and listen to them if you miss listening to me live. I'm also out on Facebook, so you can go to Facebook and you can listen to the message that's archived. And check out the books that the Lord has blessed me to write, and prepare your hearts and minds for my newest book, Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor, that I am prayerfully believing to be out by the 1st of April. And my cover is being worked on right now, and I'm hoping to have it as an ebook prayerfully by the 1st of April. Oh, praise God. I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited. So today, God's word is our evidence. Now, when I say evidence, what comes to mind for you? Evidence. God's word is our evidence. So I went to Mr. Dictionary to give you a word, what they're saying that for evidence. It said evidence grounds your basics for beliefs or disbelief, knowledge on which to base belief. So evidence is your belief, negative or positive. It's your belief, disbelief or your belief of what your knowledge. So evidence, so we're talking about evidence. Evidence is an indication that makes something evident. Makes it evident. And the third one says evidence, law, all the means by which any alleged matter or fact whose truth is investigated as a judicial trial is established or disproved. So, what you believe? So, what does the word tell us? We believe the Bible to be evidence. God's word is our evidence. So we believe it to be evidence of what we ask, because we are not asking outside of God's will. God's word is his will. His word is his will. And he has all of these directions and instructions in his word for us. And then the evidence backs it up. His word backs it up. What we're asking, we're standing on the promises of God. He promised. God promised. He gave his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. He gave his word, and we can go in there. Thank you, God. We can go in there and dress in the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for it is our backup. God's word is our evidence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I magnify God on today for just that. Thank you, Lord. God's word is our evidence. And I was reading an article on earlier today, and it was by Matthew Gargano. Now, the topic, I always ask God, what would he have me to talk about each day? Because I don't want to just give you something that I have, but I want to give you what saith the Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What saith the Lord? And so the Lord had given me earlier in the week, yesterday when I had asked, God's word is evident. God's word is evidence. And so when I read Matthew Gargano's article, it was just so encouraging as to the topic I'm talking about today. God's word is our evidence. And so he was saying, and so I wanted to share it with you because I want to encourage you as I encourage myself. And I'm in the word of God. I'm in it. I am striving to come up the more because I understand it in spiritually so. That we are sitting in those heavenly places with Jesus. And so I'm bringing my mind up. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building because I want my reward. Thank you. When I leave here, I want my reward. And I want to hear God say, well done. Well done, May Francis. My good and faithful servant. That's what I'm working for. My crowns. My crown, my jewels in my crown. So I praise and I magnify God for this on today. So we are talking from Hebrews 11 and 1, which declares now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith, right now faith. Right now faith. Do you have that right now faith? Do you have it? Or do you have to search for it? But right now, God wants us to stay ready with that right now faith. And in order to do that, we got to get in the word and let the word of God get in us so that we will have that right now faith. And it's the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? What are you believing God for? What have you asked him for? Something to think about. As Sister Gloria Barnes would say, Let us marinate on that for a little bit. Let that marinate in you. Yes. And then the evidence of things not seen. The evidence. God's word is our evidence. Go get that scripture. Go get that word that backs it up. That's evidence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's evidence in the word of God. Go get that word. Get the word. Thank you, Lord. As I'm standing on healing this morning, the Lord gave me, oh, when I woke up, I am the healed. Woo! I am the healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so as I, he gave me Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. And he's talking about attending to his word. My son, attend to my word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't let it out of your eyesight, out of your ears, and then speak it. Speak the word of God. Speak it. Thank you, Lord. God spoke the world into being. So this is my, the scripture is my evidence. It's my evidence. And it's what it says. My son, pay attention to my words, what I say. Turn your ears to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to them that find them. They are life to us that find it, that find the word of God. And people be wondering, how in the world did they do that? How did that happen? Well, it's because we found the scientists in us, the spiritual scientists in us found the evidence. And those that have gone on, they found the evidence. And so we have got to find the evidence. Get that scripture. I'm standing on that scripture that God's word is life and health to all of my flesh. And I'm standing on the evidence of Proverbs 4 and 20. And then he says that he has not given us the spirit of fear. So we can't be walking around fearful as though we don't have a hope. We've got to get in God's word. See what he tells us, what he's saying about us. So I want to encourage you on today about the now faith. And it says, experience this verse in your life. As I share some of my testimony of God's amazing faithfulness. Don't you know God is faithful? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Cast all of your cares upon me, for I care. Put God's word to work for you. He delights when you do. Our faithful Father assures us that he watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1 and 12. God is watching to see if you're going to use him as backup, as evidence of what you're asking him for. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Sometimes God put us in situations to build our faith, our intimate relationship with him. Let us exercise our faith. My prayer to you, for you and for me on today, Lord, thank you for being our evidence, our backup. Thy word have we hid, and we're hiding it in our hearts, that we might not against you, and that we might prove our case. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous day. afternoon on today. Bye-bye now.